I'm gonna just turn and run at an angle and see if I can run into him.
Look how close the end zone is. We can make a play and get it in there.
Billy Kendrick wins it at the buzzer.
What's up, Dog Pound? Welcome to another victory edition of Inside the Cleveland Browns, coming to you from right outside the Dog Bowl here in Berea. Sarah, it was a tough one, but the Browns got it done. Thank goodness.
Thank goodness. My nails are still recuperating.
I almost had a heart attack like 3 times.
Me too. It was a back and forth game that had us tortured to the very end and got Brian Hoyer nominated for the GMC Never Say Never Moment of the Week on NFL.com.
Here's Hoyer on second down. They give it to Crowell. Slants left. He's got an opening at the 5, and he goes in. Touchdown. Welcome home, Isaiah Crowell. Ryan with plenty of time throws, and it is intercepted by Joe Hayden. They toss it to Crowell. He's slanting left. He cuts the corner. Open field, 20. Cut right, 15. To the outside, to the 10. Here comes the Crow. Touchdown. 44 seconds left to go. Atlanta by 1. He's back to pass. He's up on the pocket. He's got a clear lane down the middle. Gordon's got it.
Welcome back, Josh.
Hoyer back, looking, fires middle. Barnage up in the air. He got it. What a catch by Barnage. Hoyer's got the snap, back, dumps, caught. Austin's got it at the 20-yard line. They have to spike the balls. Hoyer's got them up, and he plants the ball into the turf with 5 seconds to go, and it's time for Billy Kundin. Snap back, ball down, kick is up, on the way, it is up, it is good! Billy Kundin wins it at the buzzer!
Sarah, survey says another one for the good guys, and it was also great to have our man Flash Gordon back, 8 catches for 120 yards, and you can see his impact all over the field.
Yes, it was definitely a win to be thankful for, and I don't know about you, but besides giving thanks for all the many blessings we have, including the Browns wins this season, I am all about the food when it comes to Thanksgiving, and we asked the players what they're most excited to see on their Thanksgiving Day table.
My favorite thing to eat at Thanksgiving had to be the turkey leg. My mom makes bomb turkey, the best mac and cheese in life.
Definitely turkey and mashed potatoes and gravy. I could eat that every single day of the year, so it's perfect that it comes around for Thanksgiving.
I would say everything. I'm a gravy guy. I like the honey ham. I like the dressing. I'm everything. The greens. I'm a little bit of everything.
Ham, a lot of stuff. Ham, mashed potatoes. But ham would be number one.
It's cranberry sauce. Not the can, not the stuff that you can buy. I like the homemade, sort of a little chunky, still have the cranberries in it. Cranberry sauce.
My favorite thing to eat at Thanksgiving is macaroni and cheese.
Taking a roll, mashing a hole in it with my thumb and putting stuffing, mashed potatoes and turkey, and eating it like a sandwich.
My favorite thing to eat at Thanksgiving is the pumpkin pie.
Obviously the dressing, my mom does a great job with it. I love it. I get several helpings of it, eat it for the next week.
This is weird, but lasagna. I make my aunt cook me lasagna every Thanksgiving.
All right, lasagna is definitely one that I haven't seen at my
me
Thanksgiving
neither.
Day table before. I go with the cheesy potatoes.
I'm going to go with the cranberry sauce right out of the can where you can still see the rings in the can there. Just get a spoon, start shoveling it right into your mouth. Now, one guy who's earned all the second helpings of ham, because that's his favorite, that he wants is, of course, rookie Joel Bitonio. I got him out on the practice field to talk about what it was like to tackle the greatest returner in the history of the NFL and also talk about looking ahead to the big showdown with the Buffalo Bills.
Here with Browns rookie guard Joel Bitonio. And Joel, first of all, congratulations on another thrilling win here for the Browns, getting to 7-4.
Thanks, man. It's so exciting. It's hard to win in the NFL, man, and anytime you do, it's just a great feeling.
What was it like in the locker room after that one yesterday?
It was pretty emotional. Coach Pat was pretty emotional in there, and I think all the guys were just relieved that we pulled out the win. And there's a little bit of dancing going on, like always, after those big wins.
Where do you rank yourself as a dancer?
We had some good dancers, man, so... I wouldn't say top 5, but maybe top 10.
Okay, top 10 strong. Guys got the moves here. And you also showed that you've got a little bit of speed. So you line up at the end of the first half to try a 60-yard field goal. They call timeout. You see the first one. Hester, they show, okay, we're going to run this back if you don't make it.
Right.
So you go ahead. We're going to do it again. We're going to try it again.
Yep.
So what's going through your mind as you're lining up for this field goal?
We kick it. And we know, you know, it didn't look long, so it went short. He kind of does his little walkout. You know, he always does that.
Yeah.
And he just takes off. I'm actually playing right contain, so I'm like the contained guy on the right side.
Okay.
But he runs towards his bench on the left side.
When did you know, like, man, I better get on my horse and just get back there as quick as possible?
Pretty much right away. I was like, he's running that way. I'm way over here. I'm going to just turn and run at an angle and see if I can run into him. And I just started running, and luckily, I think Spencer got in his way just enough, and I just kind of came out of nowhere and luckily ran into him. If you would have tried to make any moves, I might have missed him, but luckily I just ran into him and got him down before the half.
And were you guys just relieved? Was everybody just
relieved? Yeah, I mean, that was probably the most I've ever gotten, like, good job in a game. One of the refs actually came up and said, you know, you probably never thought you're tackling Devin Hester, you know, a future Hall of Famer. I'm like, you're right, man. It was a pretty cool moment, though.
So is that the first special teams tackle you've ever had?
Yeah, probably. Special teams, yes.
So your first special teams tackle ever goes against a man who's returned more touchdowns than anybody in the history of the game. So that's not bad, right?
Yeah, I'll take it. One for one.
One for one. What a rookie season this guy's had, Joel. Now, as we look forward going against Buffalo, tough defensive front. What's it like when you have to kind of go out there against tough guys in a freezing environment?
Yeah, I mean, first and foremost, they probably have the best, like, overall D-line in the NFL, or close to it. I mean, we haven't really got too much film in them, but they are good up front, man. And that's the strength of their team, their defense. So it's going to be a challenge anyway. And then when you kind of bring in the elements, we don't really know what it's going to be like. But honestly, for O-linemen, we don't mind the snow. It kind of
slows
them down a little bit, some of those speed rushers down a little bit. So for me personally, let it go. I'm sure Hoyer has a different opinion on that, but Joe Thomas always tells me, he's like, I love the weather. You know, it slows them down a little bit. You know, we're not retreating as much. So let it snow.
That was a huge save he had.
We'll have to call him Dennis Eckersley.
And one of the many moments that had me clutching the armrests this past Sunday. And one player who had me leaping out of my seat is this week's Dog of the Week.
Happy Thanksgiving, Dog Pound. We're with Isaiah Crowell. He wins our Dog of the Week award. Isaiah, 88 yards, 2 touchdowns. What pieces were working for you?
Really just, you know, the O-line was doing their job. Receivers blocking downfield. It made me able to, you know, do what I do.
How special was it for you to do this in Georgia, your hometown, in front of all your friends and family?
It was real, you know, real special. Just because, you know, playing somewhere I grew up and, you know, a lot of my family was there to watch me. So that was the main thing why it was so special.
Big game against the Bills on Sunday. Can we expect to see you in the end zone again?
Yes, of course you can. Yes, of course you can. You know, try to always do my thing, you know, make it to the end zone at least once or twice during the game.
Your Dog of the Week, Isaiah Crowell.
You gotta love it. Hush down in his return to Georgia. You know I love the Crow. You need to go flap your wings and go caw-caw over to NFL.com and cast your vote since he's once again nominated for the Pepsi Rookie of the Week. And we'll be back with more ICB. Coming up next, Joe Thomas talks Shanahan's offense.
He likes to run play action pass, which is something that usually appeals to linemen.
Dante Whitner gets mic'd up.
Yeah, buddy! Yeah, buddy!
And the players get into the giving spirit.
I've been blessed so much, and the least I could do is try to bless others.
Welcome back to Inside the Cleveland Browns. Joe Thomas has been in the orange and brown for an impressive 8 seasons, and he sat down to talk Cleveland and his responsibility to the team.
When I was drafted in Cleveland, I feel like I fell in love with Cleveland right away. I've had family in Ohio going back a long time. This is where my grandfather and most of my father's side is from. So I kind of knew the area. I knew the good people that were out here. I knew the fishing opportunities and the hunting and everything that goes along with it. So when I was able to see the franchise and see the history and learn a little bit of that in my rookie year, I think it was really an easy thing in my head that this was where I wanted to be for a long time.
And here's Hoyer back to pass, looking, lobbing, Cameron caught it! He's got it all the way! Touchdown!
I think we were really excited when we heard that we hired Kyle, because I know a lot of guys know a lot about his offense, how he likes to run the football, and he likes to run play-action pass, which is something that usually appeals to linemen. Having the wide zone running attack with the play-action, which is kind of what Kyle's offense features, is really something that was new. And the techniques along the offensive line are, for the most part, very different than what we've been doing. So there was a learning curve there for me, and this was the first off season in a while where I feel like I actually learned things and was able to use it, and it actually made me a better player, because there was such a big gap between what we had been doing and what we were going to do in Kyle's offense.
And the Browns celebrate a huge win, a resounding win over the Bengals tonight.
Myself and probably a handful of other guys on this team that feel a big pressure to lead by example, to be the type of role models that a lot of these young guys can look up to. And it's one of the things that drives me every day in practice, because I think to myself, there's always maybe a rookie that could be watching you at any second. And if he doesn't see you hustling, or if he doesn't see you doing what the coach is asking you to do, then you're not setting a good example. And he's going to think, well, if that guy doesn't have to do it, then why should I? But if he sees the oldest guy on the team hustling, or the most tenured guy doing the things that the coach asked, well, then he's going to fall right in line.
All right, you guys look fabulous.
The thing that I enjoy almost the most about being an NFL player and some of the passion that drives me as an NFL player is the difference that I can make, that we can make as NFL players off the field, because there's not many people in this world that can show up at a hospital and instantly put smiles on everybody's face just because of what they do, just because of what their job is. And as NFL players, we can put a Cleveland Brown jersey on and go to the hospital and make 100 kids' day just like that. And that's a feeling that is hard to replicate. When you're able to make somebody's life better just by showing up and being yourself, that is the true special thing about being a pro athlete.
Not only is Joe Thomas an Iron Man and a phenomenal dancer, but he's a class act all the way. And don't forget to vote for Thomas and all of your favorite Browns to represent the team at the Pro Bowl, and you can do so right now on NFL.com.
Now, Dante Whitner is no stranger to the Pro Bowl, and we mic'd him up recently to go behind the helmet of the Cleveland native.
It's a playoff atmosphere. Cleveland Brown football, man. Hey, take the field with the confidence that we about to go out here and dominate. DB's on three. 1, 2, 3. Let's get it, baby! Let's get it! Let's get it! Let's get it! That's what we're here for! Doing the ordinary things better than them, man, make us great, man. I'm telling you. If we do the ordinary things and just be able to think the game and bring great things, I'm telling you. These boys ain't gonna lay down. We gotta make them lay down. We gotta make them lay down.
Here's Mallett back to pass, looking, pulls it down, gonna go long and deep down the far left sideline, and it is caught by Andre Johnson, although the Browns are saying it was incomplete.
No! 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 It's a grill! Hey! Flood! What's up, man? Hey! I wanna get this jersey after the game. Come on, baby, let's hold up our bargain, DB. Let's communicate and make plays, man. Look how close the end zone is. We can make a play and get it in there now. Hey, let's go. Hey, let's go. Look how close the end zone is. We can make a play and get it in there. Come on, baby. Hey. Come on, this mental toughness. Come on, fight through it. Let's go. Hey, let's see where our heart at. Check your heart. Hey. Let's keep him down here and flip the field, man.
Ballon underneath center. He's looking for DeAndre Hopkins. He's up in the end zone, and it is intercepted in the end zone by Joe Hayden. What a play by Hayden.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah, buddy.
You gotta love the fire and the passion that Dante Whitner brings to this team, to this city. He knows how important it is to Cleveland, and it shows in his play on the field. The defense, 15 turnovers last 7 games, and he's a big reason why. Stay tuned for more ICB as we bring the thunder a la Mr. Hittner. Stay tuned for the Browns Giving Back and Giving 10.
We're so blessed with what we have, you know, why not give back?
Get to know Desmond Bryant in the Browns Blitz.
If there was an actor to play me in a movie about me, it would have to be...
And a very special junior reporter gets the 411 on Mitchell Schwartz.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
Whoa! Welcome back to ICB. Philanthropic organizations across the U.S. are participating in Giving Tuesday on December 2nd, which is a day dedicated to giving back. You can support our Cleveland Browns Foundation by making a donation on clevelandbrowns.com for a chance to win daily prizes like signed helmets and footballs, and even be entered to win a grand prize, which is traveling with the team to Baltimore and tickets for the Ravens game.
As if doing great work for the community is not enough, what an awesome prize and experience to travel with the Browns to Baltimore for what should be a big game with playoff implications. The Browns organization has also embraced the Give 10 spirit this Thanksgiving at the Greater Cleveland Food Bank.
Oh, just a great experience. I mean, the Greater Cleveland Food Bank takes care of so many different people, and the food that we, you know, get out here today hopefully gets to some young people, some people that really need the food, and it's just a good cause, and, you know, I wouldn't rather be doing anything else today.
Because I think what it's all about, man, you know, God blesses, you know, certain people in position to help, and I think it's everybody's responsibility, you know, with great power comes great responsibility, and that's what I believe in, man. I've been blessed so much, and the least I could do is try to bless others.
It's great to have the support of the Cleveland Browns. They are helping provide so many meals, thousands of meals, actually, to hungry people in Northeast Ohio. We don't want anyone to go hungry at any time of the year, but, you know, especially during the holidays, it's nice to know that these people are going to get a nice hot meal, you know, a turkey with all the fixings, and it's nice to see so many people helping them out.
I mean, now that I'm in, that I have the platform that I have, you know, we're so blessed with what we have, you know, why not give back? And I mean, every Tuesday or every time I have time to give back, I always do.
I think it's, you know, our responsibility to give back to especially children that don't have certain privileges, and especially food and being able to have a nice meal on a special day like Thanksgiving or Christmas or any day, really. So it's just a special deal for us, so I'm glad to be here.
Happy Thanksgiving! It's great that the Thanksgiving holiday can bring everyone out to support the food bank, but it's definitely one that needs your support all year round.
No question. We don't want people to go hungry in our community at all. Now, a player who's been receiving a lot of support from the Dog Pound this year is Desmond Bryant. The Ivy League defensive lineman got in our Browns blitz seat to give us all a Harvard education.
My favorite superhero growing up was Wolverine, man. I always liked the X-Men, and I felt like he was a beast out there, kind of like I consider myself on the field. If there was an actor to play me in a movie about me, it would have to be Will Smith, just because he's a funny, down-to-earth kind of guy, and I think that's how I am. The only thing I'm scared of is free-falling. Just something about that feeling that it gets in your stomach just makes me queasy every time. I love roller coasters, even though I get that feeling, but I would never be able to jump out of a plane or anything like that. My celebrity crush is Halle Berry. I was fortunate enough to be able to meet her one time. She came to Harvard for an award she was getting, and I was able to be one of her bodyguards, and I got to meet her, shake her hand, and I couldn't actually speak to her because she looked me in the eyes and I got tongue-tied, but it was a great experience. My first car was a Chrysler LeBaron. Just imagine a little gold box and me and my 6'6", 200-some pound self leaned all the way back. People would always say they thought I was riding in the back seat because my seat had to be leaned all the way back for me to get in there. The smartest player on the team would have to be me. Duh, I mean, I went to Harvard. Come on, people.
Now, you know, Bryant majored in psychology at Harvard.
He's a smart guy.
He is. And now I got to go check my media guide, but I'm pretty sure he minored in sax.
Of course he did, and he continues to major in them for the Cleveland Browns. And speaking of the Cleveland Browns, we'll go inside the Cleveland Browns again right after this.
Welcome back to ICB. I recently got a great opportunity to host a ladies' night at the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Very cool.
Where women were taught all of the ins and outs of football, and had a great question and answer session with former player and the very charming Dustin Fox. Afterwards, I got a private tour of some of the most interesting Browns artifacts in the museum. It was such a great visit, and I can't wait to take my whole family back. And speaking of family, we had a special junior reporter this week that proved the apple doesn't fall very far from the tree.
Who is your favorite player on the Browns and why?
I think my favorite player, we got two of them, Alex Mack and Joe Thomas. You know, they're guys that play my position, so I deal with them a lot. You know, Alex I went to college with, so I knew him from there, which is cool. You know, it's fun when you have friends from college, then you go and you're able to work with them, you know, when you're all grown up.
What is your favorite food and why?
Ooh, favorite food is, I go with pizza. I still love pizza. You know, I loved it ever since I was a little kid.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
I think I'm doing what I want to be when I grow up. You know, being an athlete's pretty cool. You know, we have a lot of fun doing this stuff, and it's really like we're just a bunch of kids playing a sport, so I don't really consider myself grown up quite yet.
What was the best advice your parents ever gave you?
I think the best advice my parents gave me was just to treat others the way you want to be treated. You know, just treat others with respect, be a good person, be a good member of society.
If you could have any pet, what would it be and why?
I'd have a dog. I really want a black lab.
What is your favorite Disney movie?
Recent one, that's a great question. I don't know, Lion King was awesome as a kid, but then I'm pretty sure I cried through the whole second half of that. I always liked Aladdin. That was a pretty good one, too. So I'd say Lion King and Aladdin.
Now, if you couldn't tell, that was my daughter, Arden, and Daddy is so proud of you, baby. You did a great job. Especially love the arm extension right out there. Maybe she's going to take my job one of these days on
ICB. I think she's going to. Well, that's all for this week. Happy Thanksgiving, and don't forget to give 10 this Tuesday by donating to the Cleveland Browns Foundation for Giving Tuesday.
For Sarah Carnes, I'm Nathan Zagura saying have a happy and healthy and safe Thanksgiving holiday with your family. And we'll be back next week with more Inside the Cleveland Browns.